弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters，
我们感谢主，早晨又一起聚集我们在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that once again He gathers us before His presence。
我们感谢主，在波饼聚会，主丰富与我们同在。
And we thank Him for His abundant presence with us during the table meeting。
实在看到主的恩典何等的丰盛。
We see how abundant is His grace。
我们是一个罪人，但是蒙主恩。
We are sinners and yet we have been saved by His grace。
但是这个恩典要一路带领我们，一直让主的工作成就在我们身上。
And this grace is to continually lead us so that He will accomplish His work in us.
直到我们被改变的像主一样的荣耀。
Until we are changed into the likeness of His glory.
我们要读几处的圣经。
Shall we read several passages of scripture?
诗篇105篇第四节。
Let's first turn to Psalm 105 verse 4.
诗篇105篇第四节
Psalm 105 verse 4。
好，中文的一起来读。要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。再一次，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
Shall we read it twice? Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually.Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually.
约翰福音14章21节。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音14章21节。找到的一样，我们同声来读。
John 14, 21, and we will read together.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
John 14:21 He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
最后一处，提摩太后书四章八节。
And lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
好，一起来。
Together.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这里是保罗最后的话。
And these are Paul's last words.
他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Here he says that there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
不仅是为我存留，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Not only for me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们爱慕主的显现吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we love his appearing?
请我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray together?
主，我们感谢你的恩典，早晨又把我们带到你同在的当中。
Lord, we thank you for your grace this morning that brings us into your presence.
主，你要我们来寻求你的面。
You desire for us to seek your face.
主，我们说，主你的面，我们正寻求。
And so, Lord, we say, yes, your face we shall seek.
哦，主，我们愿意早晨，你开启我们的眼睛，使我们能看见。
And we also ask that you would open up our eyes so that we may see.
你开启我们的耳朵，所以我们能够听见。
Open up our ears so that we may hear.
你开启我们的心，所以我们可以，哦，主与你，在心的里面，可以在灵的里面与你面对面。
Open up our hearts so that in our spirit we will truly be face to face with you.
主，求你把爱慕你显现的，哦，主这样子的一个爱慕来赐给我们。
Give us this love and desire for your appearing.
哦，就像保罗一样，就像历世历代许多的圣徒一样，主他们爱慕你的显现。
Just like Paul and the saints of all the generations who have loved your appearing.
我们也爱慕你的显现。
We also love your appearing.
愿你对我们说话。
Please speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 像今天，小丽弟兄一开始跟我们讲，我们每次到主的面前有很多我们喜乐的原因。
Just at the beginning, our brother Shalish reminded us that as we gather before him, we have many reasons to be joyful.
我们看到我们的家人。
We see our family members.
特别看到属灵的家人。
Particularly our spiritual household.
我们每次看到弟兄姐妹，我们就看到弟兄姐妹，在主在弟兄姐妹当中的工作。
Every time we see our brothers and sisters, we see the work of the Lord in our brothers and sisters.
主常常借着许多事情对我们说话。
And the Lord speaks to us through many of these things.
而且不只对我们个人说话，也对我们每一个人说话。
And not only to us individually, but to every single one of us.
所以我们可以借着交通，借着分享，我们可以来知道主在我们当中的工作。
So that through fellowship and through sharing, we may come to know His work among us.
所以我们见到弟兄姐妹，我们的心就欢喜。
So when we meet brothers and sisters, our hearts are full of joy.
因为有主在我们的当中。
Because the Lord is among us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主对你说话，你听见了吗？
When the Lord speaks, do you hear Him?
主来向你显现，你看见了吗？
When the Lord appears to you, have you seen?
我们愿意在每天的生活里面，我们来经历主。
And so we are willing in our everyday life to experience our Lord.
所以借着许多各样发生在我们个人或我们弟兄姐妹当中的事情，我们可以来认识主在我们身上的心意。
And so in the many things that happen to us and also happen to our brothers and sisters, we come to know God's will, His desire among us.
特别是我们礼拜五查经的时候。
Particularly Friday night Bible study.
我们想每一组。主都与我们同在。
And we know that He is with every single group.
我特别喜欢听弟兄姐妹的见证。
I particularly like to listen to the testimonies of our brothers and sisters.
每个礼拜都可以听到新的见证。
And every week I can hear new stories.
就看到主在弟兄姐妹身上的工作。
Because I see the work of our Lord in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
我们心里面就受鼓舞，就受激励。
And so our hearts are encouraged and strengthened.
让我们更多来跟随主。
So that we can follow the Lord even more.
所以今天我们要从四个方面来看爱慕主的显现。
And so today, from four different aspects, we want to look at how we are to love His appearing.
首先我们来看神的面。
So first, let's take a look at His face.
在圣经中我们知道神是灵，他是没有形象的。
We know that in the Bible, God is spirit. He has no physical form.
那神的面是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean when we speak of His face?
我们知道神的面就代表神的同在。
We know that His face represents His presence.
当我们见到他的面的意思，就是我们看到神的荣耀。
When we meet Him in His face, that is when we meet also His glory.
当神对我们的脸对我们发光，就是神荣耀的彰显。
When He shines the glory of his face upon us, that is His manifestation of His glory.
我想请问弟兄姐妹，圣经上第一次出现神的面是什么时候？
Brothers and sisters, do you know the very first time in the Bible where we read that his face had appeared?
第一次圣经上讲到神的面是什么时候？
The very first time the Bible mentions the face of God.
有没有人知道？
Anybody know? Perhaps you know.
年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Young ones?
Yeah, Matthew?really? Yeah. No, earlier than that.
Before Exodus.
Yes.
Yes, in the book of Genesis.
对的，是在创世纪第三章。
In Genesis chapter 3.
那边圣经上记载说，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园中的树木里。躲避耶和华神的面。
In Genesis 3:8, it says, They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
我们知道神造亚当夏娃的时候，就把他们放在伊甸园里面。
When God created Adam and Eve, He placed them in the Garden of Eden.
在他们犯罪以前呢，他们天天见着神的面。
Before they sinned, every single day they met the face of God.
可是当他们犯罪以后
However, after they sinned,
第一件事情他们做的就是把自己藏起来
The very first thing they did was that they hid themselves
这边躲避神的面
They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord
我们家孩子四五岁的时候他们喜欢玩躲迷藏
When my children were 4 and 5 years old they liked to play hide and seek
在家里面呢他们躲到什么地方呢就躲到衣柜的里面
And where would they hide at home? They would like to hide in the closet
找到那很多衣服就把自己藏起来。
They would find a pile of clothing and they would hide themselves in that pile of clothing.
他觉得没有人可以看得到他。
They feel that nobody can see them.
可是屁股还露在外面。
But their rear end is sticking out.
我们是不是常常也是这样把自己藏起来呢
？Do we also often hide ourselves？
亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后，他们就把自己藏起来，躲避神的面。
After Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves from the presence of God.
我们知道神爱他们。
But we know that God loves them.
他们犯罪以后，神还是知道他们在哪里。
After they sinned, God knew where they are.
可是他们自己不敢见神。
But they themselves, they were afraid to meet His face.
他们因为犯罪的缘故，神就打发亚当和夏娃，出伊甸园。
But because of their sin, God had to cast them out of the Garden of Eden.
他们就不再见神的面了。
And they could no longer see the face of God.
哦，这是何等的一个，悲剧。
This is such a tragedy.
是何等让我们失望的事。
It causes us to be so disappointed.
神愿意人来见着他的面。
God desires for us to meet His face.
可是我们犯罪以后呢，就见不着神的面。
Yet after we have sinned, we cannot meet Him.
好，那问一下第二个问题。
And so now let me ask the second question.
圣经中最后一次出现神的面是在什么时候？
When in the Bible do we find the very last time we see the recording of His face?
再给年轻的弟兄一个机会。
Let me give you another chance, young ones.
什么时候？在哪里
？Where?
圣经中最后一次记载神的面是在什么时候
？The last time the Bible records the seeing His face. Yes, the Book of Revelation.
对，是在启示录哈。启示录哪一章
？Which chapter in Revelation?
OK, 启示录22章。
In chapter 22.
圣经中的最后一卷书的最后一章。
The very last chapter of the last book of the Bible.
那天讲到以后要成就的事是这样。
Here it tells us the things that will happen.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His bondservants will serve Him.
也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads.
不再有黑夜，也他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
And there will be no longer any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever.
Oh, 我们读到这里，我们的心何等感谢主！
And so when we read this, our hearts are so full of thankfulness.
他说，在最后的时候没有咒诅了。
And at the end, there will no longer be any curse.
在那里有神和羔羊的宝座。
There is the throne of God and the Lamb upon it.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
All His bondservants will serve Him.
也要见他的面。
And they will see His face.
从创世纪里面，我们看到人因为犯罪受了咒诅。
In Genesis, we see that because man sinned, they had been cursed.
见不到神的面。
They are no longer able to see God's face.
感谢主，主没有放弃。
But thank the Lord, God did not give up.
主一直在时代的里面，借着许多的人事物一直在做工。
The Lord, throughout the ages, through different people and through different things, He was constantly working.
虽然人失败了，神没有失败。
Even though man failed, God will not fail.
神一直做工，到最后他的工作成就的时候，这边讲说有神和羔羊的宝座在那里。
God continues to work until the very end. Here we see that there is a throne of God and the Lamb upon it.
他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。
His bondservants will serve him, and they will see his face.
主要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
And God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道哈，我们都在亚当夏娃里面呢，我们都有罪。
We know that for all of us, we from Adam and Eve, we all have sin.
但是我们是不是有这样的把握，有这样的盼望，将来有一天我们要到神宝座的面前
？But do you have the assurance and the hope that one day you will come before the throne of God?
神要脱去我们擦去我们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe away all our tears.
要拿去一切的咒诅。
He will take away all the curses.
他要让我们来侍奉他。
And He wants us to serve Him.
他要我们来见他的面。
He wants us to meet His face.
他要我们与他一同作王，直到永永远远。
So that together we can reign with Him forever and ever.
哦，这是何等荣耀的盼望！
This is such a glorious hope.
愿我们每一个人，我们都能够有这样子的一个认识。
May all of us have this understanding.
我们来寻求神的面。
That we want to seek His face.
第二方面，我们要来看神的显现是一切属灵经历的开始。
Secondly, we want to see that seeing His face is the beginning of all spiritual experience.
所以刚才有问哈，神的面，第一次出现在什么时候？最后一次出现在什么时候？
So previously we just asked, when was the first time in the Bible we saw His face and the last time we saw His face in the Bible?
圣经中讲哪一件事情讲到神第一次显现呢？向谁显现呢？
And so in the Bible, where does it record the very first time He appeared to a person?
有没有人知道？
Anybody know?
大家应该都知道。
Perhaps you all know. Okay.
其实这个话是借着斯提凡说的。
This word was actually spoken through Stephen.
斯提凡在为主做见证的时候，他这样说。
Stephen, when he testified for the Lord, he said this.
亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕原来是住在一个加勒底地方，叫加勒底的乌尔。
Abraham previously lived in Ur of Chaldees.
亚伯拉罕和他的父亲塔拉在大河那边侍奉别神。
Abraham and his father Terah there in that land they served foreign gods.
在加勒底的乌尔呢，那地方是一个拜偶像的地方。
Ur of Chaldees was a place full of idol worship.
亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉呢，是一个做偶像的人。
Abraham's father Terah, he was one who made idols.
我想亚伯拉罕他从小就跟他爸爸做偶像，然后拜偶像。
And Abraham most likely, together with his father, made idols and worshipped idols.
所以圣经上讲说他在大河那边侍奉别神。
And so the Bible tells us that there, they served other gods.
但是感谢主。有一天，荣耀的神向他显现。
But we thank God, the God of glory one day appeared to him.
然后对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，到我所指示你的地方去。”
And the God of glory said to him that you are to leave this place, the place of your father, and go to a place that I will show you.
当荣耀的神对亚伯拉罕显现的时候，亚伯拉罕的一生就改变了。
When the God of glory appeared to Abraham, his entire life changed.
圣经上讲说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将来得为业的地方去。但是他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And so the Bible tells us that by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
感谢主，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
We thank the Lord, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
然后呢？他把亚伯拉罕，就带从大河的这边到另外一边。
And so God brought him from this side of the river to the other side.
那个河就是伯拉大河，或者叫幼发拉底河。
And that river is called the River Euphrates.
那个亚伯拉罕他就成了第一个希伯来人。
And so Abraham then became the very first Hebrew.
希伯来人是什么意思呢？
What does Hebrew mean?
就是一个过河的人。
It means one who has crossed over, or crossed over the river.
所以当荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现之前，他在河的这一边。
And so before the God of glory appeared to Abraham, he was on this side of the river.
就是在加勒底的乌尔。
At the Ur of Chaldees.
是一个拜偶像的地方。
In a place that worshipped idols.
是一个非常繁荣的地方。
A place of great complexity. It was a very prosperous place.
是很大家住得很舒服的地方。
A place of great comfort.
那其实呢，那地方就是世界。
And that place is the world.
但是当荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现以后
，But when God appeared to Abraham,
亚伯拉罕就过了这个河。
Abraham then crossed this river.
就成了希伯来人。
And now he became a Hebrew.
是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是离开这个世界。
He left this world.
进到这个神。跟随神的一个路上。
And he has now entered upon the road of following God.
那这是从哪里开始呢
？Where did this begin?
从神对他显现开始。
It began from the point of God appearing to him.
所以当神对亚伯拉罕显现的时候，亚伯拉罕就开始了 跟随神的一个历程。
And so once the God of glory had appeared to Abraham, Abraham began this path of following God.
那时候亚伯拉罕已经75岁。
At that time, Abraham was 75 years old.
他还没有到哈兰的时候，意思就在加勒底的乌尔的时候，荣耀的神就对他显现。
And so this was before he went to Haran, that when he was still in the Ur of Chaldees, the God of glory appeared to him.
那是他带着他爸爸还有他侄儿和许多牲口一起出来的时候。
And so at that point, he left with his father and with his nephew and with many of his household.
后来他们到一个地方叫哈兰。
And then they arrived at a place called Haran.
后来他的父亲塔拉就死了。
And then his father Terah had passed away.
所以当亚伯拉罕86岁的时候，荣耀的神又跟他显现。
So when Abraham was 86 years old, the God of glory appeared to him again.
说我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
And he said to him, to your descendants, I will give this land.
亚伯拉罕就在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
So he built an altar to the Lord there.
筑坛的意思是什么？
What does it mean to build an altar?
筑坛的意思就是敬拜的意思。
To build an altar means that you worship.
所以当神对亚伯拉罕显现的时候，
So when God appeared to Abraham,
亚伯拉罕就在那里敬拜神。
There, Abraham worshipped God.
哦，我们何等感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
当神对亚伯拉罕显现的时候，他就过了河。
Once God appeared to Abraham, he crossed the river.
但是他还带着他的父亲。
But he still brought his father.
他还带着许多以前这个世界上的东西。
He brought many of the things of this world with him.
然后呢，他在哈兰就住了11年。
And once he settled in Haran, he lived there for 11 years.
但是感谢主，神。让旧的事让世界从我们的当中慢慢的出去。
But we thank the Lord that gradually the things of this world, the Lord will cast it out, will take it away.
主对我们说，你不要想念你和你的父家。
And so the Lord says, no longer think of your father's house.
因为我们是被主得着的。
Because we are a people gained by God.
所以当塔拉死了以后。
So after Terah passed away.
所以耶和华神又再次跟亚伯拉罕显现。
The Lord God again appeared to Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕就从那里开始又往前走一步。
And so there, from there, Abraham took another step forward.
他就往神所应许的地方去。
Went toward the place that God had promised.
他就往迦南地去。
Toward the land of Canaan.
神的工作没有停止在那里。
God's work did not stop there.
当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神又跟他显现。
When Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him again.
对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
He said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.
我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations.
圣经这样记载，那个时候呢，亚伯拉罕自己身体如同已死，撒拉的生育也已经断绝。
And there the Bible tells us that Abraham's body was as good as dead, and Sarah's womb had already, was past the age of childbearing.
但是神说，我要立你做多国的父。
However, God says you will be the father of a multitude of nations.
哦，这好像很难哈。
This is difficult.
是的，是在人是不可能的事。
Yes, in man, this is utterly impossible.
但是在神凡事都能。
But in God, all things are possible.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候。
And so when God appeared to Abraham.
当神应许亚伯拉罕，他说你要做完全人的时候。
And so when God promised Abraham and said, walk before me and be blameless.
要做多国父的时候。
You will be the father of a multitude of nations.
亚伯拉罕因着信。神就算他为义。
By faith, Abraham then was counted as righteous in the eyes of God.
感谢主，后来我们知道，凭着应许，以撒就出生了。
We thank the Lord. We know that through this promise, Isaac was born.
然后神就一步一步的这样带领亚伯拉罕。
And then God, step by step, He led Abraham.
神不只带领亚伯拉罕，是借着他的显现。
God not only led Abraham through His appearing.
神在以撒。身上也对着以撒显现。
God also appeared to Isaac.
当神向以撒显现的时候，以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
And so after he had appeared to Isaac, Isaac also built an altar, and there he called upon the name of the Lord.
就在那里敬拜神。
And there he worshipped God.
神不只对以撒显现，神也对雅各显现。
God not only appeared to Isaac, but also to Jacob.
当雅各来逃躲他哥哥的时候，他到了伯特利，神在那里。
When Jacob was running away from his older brother, he also met God on the road away.
当神在异象中对他显现，那雅各看见， 那有个通天的梯子，神的使者上去下来。
And so when Jacob was running away and God met him, there in a dream he saw a ladder that was going up and down to heaven.
所以雅各说这地方何等可畏。
And so he said, this place is great and fearful.
是神的家，也是天的门。
This is the house of God as well as the gate of heaven.
神在那里对雅各显现。
Because there God appeared to Jacob.
所以雅各开始来认识神。
And so Jacob came to know God.
后来过了二十年之后。
And then 20 years later.
雅各又回到伯特利。
Jacob came back to Bethel.
神又对他显现。
And God again appeared to him.
他说起来上伯特利住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛献给神。
He said, arise, go up to Bethel and live there and make an altar there to God.
所以当雅各他去了他舅父拉班那里过了二十年以后呢，神又呼召他回到伯特利。
So after Jacob had run away to his uncle Laban's house and was there for 20 years, God called him back to go back to Bethel.
要在那里，神说你要在那里筑一座坛。
And God said, make an altar there.
要在那里敬拜我。
And so there he worshipped.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank our Lord.
神是向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现的神。
God is a God who appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
神也是对我们每一个人来显现的神。
God is also a God who wants to appear to every single one of us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要认识神吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we want to know God?
我们要跟随神吗？
Do we want to follow God?
我们所有一切属灵事物的经历都是从神的显现开始。
The beginning of all our spiritual experiences have to do with God's appearing.
所以愿我们都能够渴慕来主的显现。
So may we all desire after His appearing.
愿我们都能够来注意神在我们身上的工作。
Let's pay attention to God's work inside of all of us.
就算我们自己不觉得怎么样。
Even when we don't feel like we are much.
来到聚会的当中。
When you come into a meeting.
一起来擘饼。
And together we break bread.
一起来敬拜。
Together we worship.
一起来查经。
Together we study the Bible.
一起来祷告。
Together we pray.
我们就要来经历，来认识神的显现。
And so we come to experience, come to know the appearing and the presence of God.
第三方面，神的显现是神工作的法则，他带领我们来认识他，来跟随他。
The third point is that the principle of God's appearance in His work is to guide and to lead us for us to follow Him.
神不只对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现。
God not only appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在圣经上讲，神对着许多的那些历代的圣徒显现。
The Bible tells us that God also appeared to the many saints throughout the generations.
神对摩西显现。
God appeared to Moses.
对基甸显现。
To Gideon.
对撒母耳显现。
He appeared to Samuel.
对大卫显现。
He appeared to David.
那对所罗门显现。
He appeared to Solomon.
为什么神对人显现呢？
Why did God appear to man?
来让我们来认识神。
So that we can come to know Him.
来认识神工作的法则。
So that we can know the principle of His work.
来让我们来跟随他。
So that we can follow Him.
好，那我们先来看这个方面，这个部分的第一部分。
So the very first point,
神的显现让我们来认识他的公义。
God's appearance is so that we can come to know His righteousness.
我们知道，摩西，当他要来侍奉神的时候。
We know that Moses, when he was called to serve God,
他本来靠着自己的力量要来侍奉神。
He wanted to serve God according to his own strength.
后来他就失败了。
But he failed.
他就逃到旷野去。
And so he ran away to the wilderness.
Okay. 那本来自己在靠自己的力量的时候呢，他那时候很强壮，他四十岁。
When he wanted to use his own strength, he was very strong. He was only 40 years old.
Okay. 一拳就把埃及人打死了。
With one blow, he killed a man.
但是呢，神这样的人神不能用。
But this type of person, God cannot use.
所以神就带他到旷野。
And so God took him to the wilderness.
一住又过了四十年。
He lived there and 40 years passed.
那我们知道摩西他自己写的诗篇讲说，人一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可以到八十岁。
We know that Moses himself, he wrote a psalm. It says that man in his strength can live 70 years if he is strong, 80.
那时候摩西到八十岁的时候，他已经差不多到他个人 的尽头了。
And so now Moses himself, he was 80 years old. He had felt that he had come to the end of himself.
后来他在旷野的时候呢，神就让他看见一个异象。
But in the wilderness, he saw this vision.
耶和华的使者在荆棘火焰中对摩西显现。
The angel of God appeared to Moses in a thorn bush.
这个荆棘火焰在旷野当中是很常见的事情。
This burning thorn bush is something that you see very commonly in the wilderness.
旷野很干燥。
Because it's so dry in the wilderness.
所以又有雷电又有什么的话，它就这荆棘就会烧着。
If you have any lightning storms, then very quickly these thorn bushes will burn.
哎，所以像加州就很多的森林大火。
Like for example, California, we know that there's a lot of wildfires there.
对不对？所以那摩西在旷野看着荆棘火焰看着。很多啦。
Moses, he probably saw burning bushes there often.
可是那天不一样。
But that day it was different.
他说，荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
There, that in that burning, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
他以前看到荆棘火焰，每次这个火一烧，荆棘就烧毁了。
Every time in the past when he saw a bush burning, very quickly it burned up.
但是呢，那天荆棘被火烧，没有烧毁。
But that day the bush was not consumed.
神借着这个荆棘的火焰对摩西显现。
God appeared to Moses through that burning bush.
神要开启摩西，让他看见一件事。
God wanted Moses to come to understand.
知道荆棘是卑贱的，是必朽坏的。
That a thorn bush is something that's corruptible. It is something that will be burned up.
是没有什么价值的。
It does not have much value.
当火一烧就没有了。
As soon as the fire burns, it's gone.
神是烈火。
God is this burning fire.
是审判的主。
He is a God of judgment.
有罪的人不能在神的面前站立。
A sinner cannot stand in his presence.
可是靠着神的恩典，那一天荆棘被火烧却没有烧毁。
Yet in God's grace, that day that burning bush was not consumed.
所以这件异象就预表说，神要来制作人。
This vision shows us that God wants to deal with man.
把这个天然的生命烧毁。
He wants to utterly consume that natural life.
用神的生命来代替。
And substitute it with his life.
天然的生命就是草木禾秸的生命。
The natural life is a life of wood, hay, and stubble.
神给我们属天的生命是金银宝石的生命。
The life that God has given to us is of precious stones and pearls.
但是神说有一天那日子要来，有火要发现。这火要试验个人的工程。
But God has said that one day fire will come and it will test all the works of man.
我们知道神，我们就像那荆棘一样。
We know that we are like that thorn bush.
本来都是草木禾秸。
We are all wood, hay, and stubble.
Okay, 一烧就没有了。
As soon as fire burns, we're gone.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当神对我们显现的时候。
When God appears to us.
那个荆棘被火烧却可以不烧毁。
A thorn bush can burn and yet not be consumed.
就像有金银宝石一样。
Just like precious stones, gold and silver.
金的火烧还可以存留。
Gold, after being burned, it still can withstand it.
我以前也可能跟弟兄姐妹说过。
And perhaps I have shared with brothers and sisters before.
我以前是学牙医的。
I previously was I was in dentistry.
那我们要做那个金的那个牙冠。
And we needed to make gold crowns.
那这个金的牙冠就是用金子做嘛，对不对
？And of course, gold crowns are made with gold.
那金子很贵嘛。
But gold is very costly.
所以以前我们叫我们的病人说，你家里有什么金子呢？你都可以带来。
And so previously, we would tell our patients, if you have any gold at home, bring it here to the clinic.
就是坏的戒指也好，项链也好。
Broken rings or bracelets.
或者是呢，那个以前旧的牙套也好。
Or even old crowns.
所以呢，我们就常常收到一些破铜烂铁。
And so, oftentimes, we would have all of this leftover trash.
可能里面有一些像那些用过的这个牙冠哈，其实是很脏、很丑的。
And we would even find these used crowns. It was very ugly and old.
啊，有人用了几十年。
And some people have used it for decades.
后来坏掉了，就牙齿就拔掉了。
And after it broke, the tooth was pulled.
那牙冠那个还金子做还留着。
But that old golden crown was still there.
我说没关系，都带来。
So I said, no worries, bring it over.
Okay, 然后我们呢就要把那个金子融化。
And we would need to melt the gold.
就那很高温的那个火焰呢，去烧那些破铜烂铁。
And we would use a very high temperature to burn all of that gold.
你知道吗？这很稀奇的事情是这样。
But you know something very amazing.
那原来很丑的哈。
Something very ugly.
火一烧以后呢
？Once fire burns it.
所有这些低熔点的全部都被烧掉了。
All the dross and impurities are burned away.
剩下那个金子留下来。
And It's just the gold that's left behind.
因为金子的熔点很高。
Because the melting point of gold is very, very high.
然后呢，金子留下来以后呢，它就开始变成液体。
And so after it has been melted, then it becomes a liquid form.
然后它开始转。
And then it becomes, starts to swirl.
然后你看那金子的那个光辉哈。哎呀，真的是很美。
And the brilliance of the gold is very beautiful.
因为所有的杂质全部烧掉。
Because all the impurities are burned away.
然后呢，我们就用这个来铸造一个新的亚冠。
And we use this to make a new gold crown.
哎，我就想到神在我们身上工作就是这样。
And I think about how God's work in our lives is the same.
呀，我们本来是草木禾秸的。
Previously we were wood, hay, and stubble.
但是我们信着主，靠着神的恩典，神就把他生命。
But after we come to believe in the Lord Jesus, He places His life inside of us.
但是我们还有很多的掺杂。
Yet we have so many impurities in us.
所以人看我们一点都不荣耀。
So when people look at us, there's no glory in it.
因为有很多的掺杂在里面。
Because we have so many impurities in us.
但是圣经上说有火要发现。
But the Bible says the fire will find it.
要来试验个人的工程。
Will test the quality of each man's work.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有时候我们知道弟兄姐妹遭到一些难处。
Sometimes we do know that brothers and sisters encounter some difficulties.
有些是身体上经过很大的一些艰难。
Sometimes it's great difficulties in their health.
有些是工作上没有失业了。
Or perhaps some lose their jobs.
有些是家庭有难处了。
Or for some families, they go through difficulties.
有些是出了车祸了。
Or some have car accidents.
这些就像火一样来试验我们。
All of these things are like fire coming to test us.
哦，我们都不愿意被火烧，对不对？
None of us want to be tested by fire.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣经上讲说，我们经火被试验。就得到那个信心是比是是是可以被火烧毁的那更宝贵的。
The Bible tells us that after you have been tested through fire, then that which is remaining is even more precious than gold.
当那个杂质被烧掉以后
，After the impurities are burned away,
光辉就显出来。
Then you have the glory and the brilliance.
哦，何等感谢主
！We truly thank and praise
God. 这就是神的工作。
This is God's work.
神要把他荣耀的性情做在我们的里面。
God wants to work out His glorious nature into all of us.
神让我们认识他的公义。
He wants us to come to know His righteousness.
让我们看见他的审判的手。
He wants us to see His hand of judgment.
神有时候管教我们。
Sometimes He disciplines us.
为了要我们能够得着益处。
In order for us to be benefited.
为了让他的生命在我们里面长大。
So that His life can mature in us.
所以我们让我们天然的生命可以被烧掉。
So that our natural life can be burned away.
让从神来的生命可以存留。
So that the eternal life can remain.
第二方面。
Secondly.
神的显现让我们来认识神的爱。
His appearance is also for us to come to know His loving kindness.
耶利米告诉我们说，古时耶和华向以色列显现，说：“我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。”
In the book of Jeremiah, it says, "The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love; therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.'"
神何等爱我们
！How God loves us.
神，我们常常不认识神的爱。
Oftentimes, we do not know His love.
就像何西阿说，他说以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
For example, in the book of Hosea, it says, "When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son."
先知越发的招呼他们，他们越发走开。
The more the prophets called to them, the more they went from them.
神用慈绳爱索来牵引他们。
And God led them with cords of love, bonds of love.
但是以色列人却不领会神的爱。
But the Israelites did not understand God's love.
神说，虽然以色列人偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。
And here God said, the God does say that the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes.
当人不要神的爱，不认识神的爱的时候，神怎么办呢
？So when man does not know God's love or rejects His love, what does God do?
神借着以赛亚说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见。没有反问我的，我向他们显现。
Isaiah would say, "I was found by those who did not seek me. I became manifest to those who did not ask for me."
哦，这是何等的爱
！This is such love.
这是神寻找的爱。
This is His seeking love.
我们还没有要神，还没有都喜爱别神的时候呢，神就来对我们显现。
When we did not want God, when we sought after other idols, God appeared to us.
感谢主，神他说他我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
And so we thank the Lord. He has loved us with an everlasting love, and He has drawn us with His loving kindness.
我们今天每一个来这里的人，到聚会当中来敬拜主的人呢，我们会在这里的原因是因为神的爱。
All of us who are here today, who are here to worship Him, we have all been drawn by His love.
是因为神借着爱对我们显现。
It is because Him, He through His love has appeared to us.
愿我们能够来更多来经历神的爱。
May we come to experience His love even more.
所以，如果在座还有没有信主的，还没有接受主做救主的。
And so if there's any among us who do not know the Lord or have not received His love yet,
神愿意我们来跟神祷告。
God is willing for us to pray to Him.
愿意神对我们显现。
And then He will appear to you.
让他的慈爱可以来临到我们每个人身上。
And His loving kindness can come upon every one of us.
第三方面。
Thirdly,
我们神对我们显现，让我们来认识神的荣耀。
God appears to us so that we can come to know His glory.
在旧约的里面，神对少数的一些人显现。
In the Old Testament, we know that God appeared to several individuals.
在新约的里面，神如何跟人显现呢？
But how does God appear to man in the New Testament time?
感谢主，到日期满足的时候，神就打发他的儿子耶稣来道成肉身，来在肉身中显现。
We thank the Lord that in the fullness of time, our Lord Jesus came in the flesh and appeared to man.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Word became flesh. In the glory, He was begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And now, though we have not seen Him, but because we have seen Him, we have seen the glory of the Father.
约翰还告诉我们说，从来没有人看见神。只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
John also tells us that no one has seen God at any time, but Him who is begotten of the Father, now we have seen the Father.
哦，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣他道成肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
Our Lord Jesus, He came in the flesh, and He has dwelt among us, full of glory, grace and truth.
他将父表明出来。
And He has expressed the Father.
啊，让我们每一个人可以借着相信主，能够来经历神的显现。
May every single one of us, through coming to know our Lord, will come to love His appearing.
当然，主在地上的时候，圣经上这样记载说，他没有加行美容。
Of course, the Bible also tells us that when He came in the flesh, He was not beautiful in physical form.
所以，好像看起来这个神的显现，好像没有那个荣耀。
So it appears as if there wasn't much glory to it.
这是因为神他收藏他的荣耀，他降卑来到我们的当中。
It is because He humbled Himself and He hid His glory.
他取了人的样式，自己存心卑微。
He took the form of man and He humbled Himself.
但是有一天，有一件事情发生，主就显出他的荣耀。
But one day, something happened and His glory was manifested.
我们就知道，这就是主在山上变化形象的那件事。
We know that this happened on the Mount of Transfiguration.
当主祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了。
When he was praying, his appearance changed.
他的衣服洁白放光。
His clothing became white and gleaming.
然后呢，我们就看到摩西、以利亚来跟耶稣说话。
And there Moses and Elijah were speaking to Jesus.
他们在荣光里显现。
And they appeared in glory.
他们谈论什么呢？
What were they talking about?
圣经上讲说，他们谈论耶稣去世的事。
And they were discussing his departure.
讲到他要在耶路撒冷成就的事。
About the things that he was to accomplish in Jerusalem.
这个字哈，在就是要去世这件事情呢，在原文是出的意思。
And when it's here speaking of his departure, the original means to depart or to leave.
就是出埃及记那个出的那个字一模一样。
The same word as in used in the word Exodus.
是要出离开什么呢？出哪里去呢？
So where was he to leave to?
就是要离开这个世界。
He was to depart, leave.
进到哪里呢？
Where was he going?
进到荣耀里。
He was to enter into glory.
哦，感谢主。
So we thank our Lord.
主的显现让我们看到说，他就是这样子为我们降卑，为我们受死。
His appearance shows us that he had humbled himself to the point where he is to suffer death for us.
然后他要离开这个世界，要进入荣耀里面。
And he was to leave this world to enter into glory.
那不仅是这样子。
Not only so.
神也让我们看到，主耶稣他自己这样显现呢，他是为了要受苦来为我们成就救恩。
The Lord Jesus appeared so that he would suffer and accomplish salvation for us.
那我们看见神的荣耀。
And then we would see God's glory.
同样，我们也却看见那个达到荣耀的道路呢，是十字架的道路。
And in the same way, we see that the road to glory is the road of the cross.
同样的事情也在保罗的身上。
The same matter occurred in the life of Paul.
我们知道保罗原来是逼迫基督徒的。
We know that Paul originally persecuted Christians.
他拿了祭司长的文书，要去大马色那边去抓基督徒。
He took the official papers from the priests, and he was on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians.
正午的时候，突然天上发光，比日头还明亮，而且四围照着他们的人。
At midday, all of a sudden, the heavens opened and great light shone that knocked everybody down.
主耶稣对保罗显现。
But the Lord Jesus appeared to Paul.
那时候他的名字叫扫罗。
And at that time, his name was Saul.
神显现以后，他的名字就改变了。
And so after the Lord Jesus appeared, his name was changed.
亚伯拉罕也是这样。
It was the same with Abraham, right?
当神对保罗说，他说：“我要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我要指示你的事证明出来。”
And so the Lord Jesus said to him that I will now call you to be a deacon to serve me.
然后要为我做见证。
And you will testify for me.
还不止停在这里。
And not only so.
他说你要为我受许多的苦难。
But I will show you how much you will suffer for my name's sake.
哎，很奇妙一件事情是这样。
So this is such an amazing thing.
神显现应该是很好啊，对不对？
When God appears, isn't it a very good thing?
很荣耀啊。
It's very glorious.
一切事情好像都不成问题了。
Everything should just be solved.
但是当神这样对保罗显现的时候，
Yet, when the Lord appeared to Paul,
他说你要为我做见证。
He says that you will testify for me.
但是你要为我受许多的苦。
And yet you will suffer for me.
一直到保罗最后要去耶路撒冷的时候，
All the way until when he needed to go to Jerusalem,
神还对他显现。
The Lord appeared to him again.
他说不要怕，因为我与你同在。
Said, do not fear, for I am with you.
哦，这就是神工作的法则。
This is the principle of God's work.
神要把他荣耀坐在我们的里面。
God wants to make, he wants to have his glory be made into us.
可是达到荣耀的一条道路呢，却常常是一条十字架的道路。
But the path of glory is the path of the cross.
所以我想请问大家。
So I want to ask everyone.
这样我们还爱慕主耶稣的显现吗？
So now that you know this, do you still want to love his appearing?
我们感谢主啊，愿主给我们有够用的恩典。
We thank the Lord. He will give us sufficient grace.
我们看到我们这个从这个受苦哈，我们的主耶稣是从马槽到宝座的一条道路，是经过十字架的道路。
We know that in this path of suffering, our Lord Jesus, he was born in a manger and he went all the way up to the cross.
那是经过一条十字架，所以他可以达到宝座。
And it was through the cross that he was able to attain to the throne.
那我们还能够例外吗？
So could we be any different from him?
我想保罗还有历世历代许多的圣徒给我们的经历是我们最好的鼓舞。
So we are so grateful that Paul as well as the saints throughout all the ages are great encouragement to us.
所以神呢，常常在环境的里面，他就量给我们一些好像一些。也许是艰难，也许一些不顺心的事情。
And so God, in His great mercy, He will allow some difficulties or some things that are not very pleasant.
让我们可以来经历它。
So that we can come to experience Him.
所以跟随主的道路，我在这里不能够跟大家保证说是天色常蓝，花香常漫。
And so here in following the Lord, I cannot promise or guarantee to you that it will be skies always blue and lots of flowers along this path.
Oh, 乃是一条经过受苦而达到荣耀的道路。
But this is a path that goes, in order to gain to glory, it will go through suffering.
但是也不要怕。
But don't be afraid.
神不会将过于我们所能够担当的承来加给我们。
The Lord will not give you more than what you can bear.
我在这边做一点小小的见证。
Let me give you a small testimony.
也许也许能够让我们能够来领会一点。
Perhaps to help us better understand.
我们的女儿跟女婿 现在今天我来到我们中间。
My daughter and son-in-law who are also here with us today.
他们是三月的时候在加州结婚。
They were married in month of March earlier this year.
所以我们都很开心那时候去参加他们的婚礼。
And so we were very happy we went to attend in California.
然后呢，礼拜五就是婚礼之前的预演的时候呢，那大家都很好。
And so Friday at the rehearsal time, everything was good.
天气也非常好。
The weather was good.
然后呢，预演完了，我们中午去吃饭。
And after the rehearsal, then we had lunch together.
大家都很开心。
Everybody was very happy.
出来以后呢，发现在停车场里面呢。 给他证婚的证婚人呢，他的车子被砸了。
When we came out to the parking lot, the officiant of the wedding ceremony, his car window was smashed.
所有的东西都被偷掉。
Everything inside was stolen.
包括第二天要讲的信息。
Including the message that he was to share the next day.
哎呀，怎么会有这样的事呢？
So we thought, how could this happen?
你知道那地方在哪里吗？
Do you know where this was?
就在 Apple 的总部的对面。
It was right across the street from Apple headquarters.
哎，那很好的地方。
It was a very good place.
哎呀，那怎么就发生这样的事呢？
But how could something like that happen?
感谢主，那个虽然那证婚人非常着急。
Even though the officiant, he was very anxious. She was very anxious.
然后呢，她是我们女婿的老师，也是很好的基督徒。
She's a believer as well as a teacher of my son-in-law.
那他呢就打电话回去他们在佛罗里达的家的邻居。
And so she called back home in Florida to a neighbor.
然后呢他们就总算千辛万苦找到那个存在电脑里面那个档案。
And the neighbor was able to find that file in her computer at her house.
所以赶快送过来，还好那个可以收得到。
And thankfully she was able to receive that message.
那第二天。
The next day.
他们早上开始准备。
There was a lot of preparation in the morning.
天就越来越暗。
Yet the sky kept getting darker.
到十点多的时候，十一点的时候就开始下小雨了。
Around 10 or 11, it was just a few sprinkles.
是一个户外的婚礼。
This was an outdoor wedding.
加州是很不常下雨的。
It rarely rains in California.
那天就开始下雨。
And yet that day it started to rain.
然后我们开车开到那个婚礼的地方。
And we drove to the location of the wedding.
雨越下越大。
And the rain kept getting bigger and bigger.
所以到12点的时候呢。
And at 12.
那个婚礼的地方就通知新人说你们要做一个决定。
And so the wedding location, the facility contacted the bride and the groom and said you need to make a decision.
室内呢，还是户外？
Indoors or outdoors?
雨下得很大。
It was pouring rain.
一点都没有要停的意思。
It did not look like it was going to stop.
那感谢主，后来他们决定在室外。
But we thank the Lord, they decided it was going to be outdoors.
婚礼是两点。
The wedding was to start at 2.
所以刚开始，后来他们开始照相的时候，都还撑着雨伞在照相。
And so when they were taking pictures, everybody was holding umbrellas.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
到婚礼之前，雨就停了。
Right before the wedding ceremony, the rain stopped.
婚礼就照常在户外举行。
And so the wedding was able to be held outdoors.
哎呀，我也很着急啊。
Inside of me, I was very anxious.
但是一方面我也觉得很感谢主。
But on the other hand, I really thank the Lord.
因为我觉得这是对我就是新人一个很好的一个学功课的机会。
This was a great opportunity for the new couple to learn a lesson.
学习怎么样在信心的里面来跟随神来经历主。
How to experience the Lord in faith.
也许很多事情在我们身上发生，不见得照我们所想的。
Perhaps a lot of things happen not according to what we think it ought.
但是神却借着这些所有的事情，让我们知道神在我们的当中。
And yet God, through all these things, allows us to see that He is among us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他不会让我们所受的超过于我们所能受的。 他不会让我们所遭遇的。
He will not allow us to bear more than what we can handle.
他一再的要向我们显现。
He still wants to appear to us.
甚至有时候是借着苦难而达到荣耀的一条道路。
Even though sometimes it is through suffering in order to gain to glory.
但是这都值得的。
But it's all worth it.
这只是一些很小的事情。
These are all small things.
最后我们要看我们怎么样来一起来爱慕主的显现。
Lastly, let's take a look at how we are to all love His appearing.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不止主对保罗显现。
He not only appeared to Paul.
他也对我们历世历代所有的跟随他的人显现。
He appears to all those throughout all the ages.
我想我们在我们都有听过一个人的见证，这个人。 叫做斯达德。
We perhaps have all heard the testimony of a person named C.T. Studd.
他是英国著名剑桥七杰 的一位弟兄。
He is a very famous brother among the Cambridge Seven.
他是一位注重行动过于说话的人。
He is a person who focuses more on action rather than speaking, rather than words.
那时候他在剑桥大学就是有很好的前途。
Previously at that time in Cambridge, he had a very good future.
但是他因为神的爱所以他就愿意把自己奉献给主。
But because of the love of our Lord, he was willing to consecrate, dedicate his whole life to the Lord.
他在25岁那年，他得到了他父亲一笔很大的遗产。
When he was 25 years old, he received a great inheritance from his father.
但是他就愿意遵守主的教训，他变卖一切的来跟随主。
But yet he was willing to follow the Lord. He sold all that he had to follow God.
他要把基督带到从来没有听过福音的地方。
He was willing to bring Christ to places that had never heard of the gospel.
所以他25岁就到中国。
So at age 25, he went to China.
然后他在那边过了9年。
And there he lived for 9 years.
在中国结婚。
And he was married in China.
在中国生孩子。
And he bore children there.
然后呢，后来因为他身体的缘故，他就必须要回到英国。
But because of his health, he had to go back to England.
在英国住了6年。
And he lived there for 6 years.
身体好一点了。
And he got better in his health.
他就到印度去。
And then he went to India.
他到印度在那边工作了6年。
He worked there for 6 years.
然后身体又不好了。
And then his health was poor again.
所以他又再回到英国休养。
So he went back to England to recover.
在他50岁那一年。
When he was 50 years old.
神感动他到非洲去。
The Lord moved him to go to Africa.
所以他就那时候他身体也很不好。
And at that time, he was still in very poor health.
但他就这样子的来甘心的来跟随主。
But in this way, he also was willing to follow the Lord.
所以他在非洲，他就去了非洲。
So he went to Africa.
他在那边为主来传道21年。
And there he shared the gospel for the Lord for 21 years.
在1931年的时候，他在比利时所属的刚果去世了。
And in 1931, he passed away in Congo.
我们的弟兄过了71年的日子。
He lived for 71 years.
他在英国住了35年。
And he lived in England for 35 years.
他不在英国住了36年。
And he did not live in England for 36 years.
在中国，在印度，在非洲。
In China, in India, and in Africa.
他常常的把自己来献给主。
He consecrated himself often to the Lord.
有一次他说，我曾经仔细地查验我的生活。
One time he said, I have carefully examined my life.
但我还没有发现我有任何一样东西是我还没有奉献给主的。
And have not found anything that I have not yet dedicated to the Lord yet.
他说我们值得丢掉一切属世的事物而来赢得一切属灵的丰富。
He said it is worth it to toss away all things in order to gain all spiritual abundance.
他也告诉我们说
And he also tells us,
他说你如果不想在白天遇见魔鬼你就必须在清晨遇见耶稣
If in the daytime you do not want to meet the devil then in early morning you better meet Jesus
你如果不想在白天遇见魔鬼的话那你最好在清晨遇见耶稣
If you do not want to meet the devil during the day you better meet Jesus early in the morning
他说如果你不想跌倒
If you don't want to fall
那你就要行走而且要走得直要走得快
You better walk and walk straight and walk fast
Yeah我们知道圣经上讲说，那个吼叫 的仇敌，如同吼叫狮子，是要寻找可吞吃的。
And we know that the Bible tells us the devil is like a roaring lion, waiting to see whom he can devour.
哦，主，愿我们能够像我们的弟兄一样。
May we be like our brother.
常常的清晨来遇见主。
Early in the morning, every day to meet our Lord.
来见主的面。
Meet his face.
来盼望他的显现。
To desire after his appearing.
哦，就这样子，我们可以走在主的面前要走得直走得快走得好
And in this way we can walk straight and walk and go quickly
我们愿意像大卫一样有这样的祷告
And also pray in the same way like David
有一件事我曾求问耶和华我仍要寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他的殿里求问
And that is in all my days that I want to seek his face in his temple
主说你们当寻求我的面那是我的心向你说耶和华你的面我正要寻求
and we say to the Lord Lord yes I want to seek your face and indeed I will seek your face
要寻求耶和华与他的能力时常寻求他的面
and we want to often daily seek his face.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
愿我们在生活中来寻求主的面。
May we seek the Lord's face in our daily life.
在每天的早晨我们来到主的面前。
Every morning, let us come into his presence.
我记得有一次Robert 弟兄问大家一个问题。
I remember Brother Robert once asked everyone a question.
你每天早上起来的时候第一件事情是看手机呢还是看圣经？
First thing you do when you wake up, do you look at your cell phone or do you look at the Bible?
对不起，我承认一下，我常常有时候是先看手机。
And I do apologize, I acknowledge sometimes when I wake up, the first thing I look at is my cell phone.
愿主来提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
不管有什么重要的事情。
It doesn't matter what important things you have.
先到主的面前。
First, come into his presence.
特别在我们在四天我们就有夏令会。
Particularly, in 4 days, we are going to have a summer conference.
让我们一起来寻求主的面。
Let us together seek his face.
我想到当我二十岁的时候。
I think back when I was 20 years old.
那时候在台湾。
I was in Taiwan.
我参加一个在大专的一个夏令会，在基督书院。
I also attended a summer conference. It was at Christ College in Taipei.
一生难忘。一生难忘。很难忘。
It's very difficult for me to forget this.
我现在还想到那时候弟兄姐妹的脸。
Because I still can remember, recall the faces of my brothers and sisters.
因为我们在那里一起追求主。
Because there together we were seeking after the Lord.
那个诗歌，读圣经，一起祷告，听信息，真的主的同在就充满在聚会的里面。
There, through the hymns, through the prayers, and through the messages, we know that the Lord's presence was filling that place.
一直到今天，我还得到激励。
Even till today, I'm still encouraged.
愿我们这样一起来追求主，来认识主。
Because together we are seeking after the Lord to come to know Him.
现在正是寻求耶和华的时候。
This is the time to seek His face.
你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，如公义，让公义如雨降临在你们身上。
We are to break up our fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until He comes to rain righteousness on you.
你们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
So let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth.
愿这是我们每个人的祷告。
May this be all of our prayer.
我们来开垦我们的荒地。
Let us break our fallow ground.
让我们的神能够让他的公义能够如雨降临在我们身上。
May His righteousness rain upon us.
我们来竭力追求认识他。
We want to seek forth and press on to know him.
他出现确如晨光。
And his appearing is as certain as the dawn.
他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
And he will come upon us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth.
请我们一起有点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你爱我们。当我们在躲避你的面的时候，主啊，你的慈爱却把我们找回来。
Lord, you love us so that when we are hiding away from your presence, it is still your loving kindness that comes to seek us out.
没有寻求你的时候，主啊，你就让我们遇见你。
When we were not seeking you, you allow us to find you.
我们没有要你的时候，主你就对我们显现。
When we did not want you, you have appeared to us.
让你的荣光照亮在我们的心的里面。
May your glory shine into our hearts.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊，愿你继续来对我们的心说话。
May you continue to speak to our hearts.
叫我们的渴慕对你的显现不只是短暂的。
So that our desire for your appearing would not be short and temporary.
主乃是天天渴慕来你的显现。
But daily we would desire after your appearance.
我们预备自己，主啊，能够让你能够如公义的雨降临在我们的身上。
Lord, we do ask that you would rain your righteousness upon us.
主，你必临到我们，出现必如晨光。
And that your coming is as certain as the dawn.
照明我们里面，来脱去我们里面所有的黑暗。
May it enlighten us so that we would be set free from all the darkness within.
你临到我们， 要像春雨一样。
When you come upon us, may you come upon us like the spring rain.
然后来滋润我们的心。
So that you would nourish our hearts.
主，我们把我们自己和同伴都仰望在主的手中。
We place ourselves and our companions into your hands.
愿你吸引我们。
May you attract us.
我们快跑跟随你。
So that we would run quickly after you.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you. We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.